The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Ruth Wollefson, right?
Wollefson.
Wollefson. Wollefson.
Yes.
Ruth is new, but I know Ruth, and Ruth has come to a couple of the programs,
right.
And usually I check in advance how to say the last name. So welcome, Ruth.
Thank you.
Before we get to our first guest, who is a wonderful woman, I'm so proud that she's here with us today, I'd just like everybody to know what Project Independence is. Mm-hmm. Project Independence is the Town of North Hempstead's initiative to help seniors age in place. And the most important thing you have to remember is 311. Call it at any time for information. Project Independence offers transportation for food shopping, for medical visits. The amount of programs we have during the week, whether it's for mental stimulation, physical stimulation, you name it, there's a program going on all throughout North Hempstead every day. So it's only a phone call away, 311. And if they don't have an answer for you, that's the impetus to start a new partnership, possibly, because we do this whole program with partnerships. And the 10th anniversary is this year. And I know Christina Liu will tell us always at the Christina Liu Show all the different things that are being planned, but it's tremendous. What we have accomplished, I'm a latecomer here, what they have accomplished in the town of North Hempstead is tremendous. Our first guest this morning is legislator Sheila Bino, and Sheila is district number 2.
Correct.
And this is, you're going to be running next year.
Yes.
Again, which will be for what number term?
This will be for my second full term, but it'll be my third election.
Third election. Okay, because that's why I was confused. But you took over from, it was Robert.
Robert Troiano.
That's
yes.
What it was. When Robert came over to the town, then you had a special election.
That's correct.
It's an honor to have you here. Yeah, I've met you. You do a tremendous job. So first, I want to say thank you before we start our conversation.
Please, no. Thank you, and I'm happy to be here as well.
We're going to start this off with you just telling us some of the stuff about your district.
Sure. So Legislative District 2 starts out and picks up a piece of the town of Oyster Bay with Hicksville, and then we come out and we pick up Newcastle, and then we pick up the portion of the village of Westbury where I reside.
Okay.
And then we go out and we start into the town of Hempstead, and we pick up Uniondale and, you know, all of the Source Mall and all of the shopping center there, Mitchell Field.
And the Source Mall is yours?
Yes, and Roosevelt Field and okay. Mitchell Field. And then we go out and we pick up a little piece of Hofstra University, the dorms and the student center area.
Okay, I know
yeah.
Exactly.
And then I go out and I pick up Hempstead, the larger part of Hempstead. And then I go straight out into Lakeview, West Hempstead, and Rockville Center. So it's a pretty diverse community.
So do you cover all of Rockville Center?
Just a portion of Rockville Center, yes. So, you know, it actually picks up all three towns within Nassau County.
Right, okay. That's amazing. Honestly, it's a terrible thing to say on the air. I thought we stopped at Roosevelt Field.
Yeah, no. Straight out.
That's tremendous, tremendous. Oh, so then you were very involved with the casino.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That was probably one of the, it was the first, I would say, fight that I got involved in where I partnered with community leaders and our local elected officials. Peter Cavallaro, the Westbury Village mayor, kind of spearheaded in partnership with our town supervisor, Judy Bosworth. But I was very active in the fight and introducing legislation that would remove the members of the OTB board because we believed that they had failed to serve in a way that was transparent, and that we felt that, in fact, that you know they had fell short of their service to the community. And while the legislation was never enacted, it did give the community at large, as well as the elected officials, an opportunity to address the legislature regarding our concerns. And I believe that it was part of the puzzle in piecing together a real strategy to combat the casino.
Well, that was one of those situations where it was so tremendous because you saw both sides come together.
That's right.
This wasn't, she wants it, he wants it. No, it's, let's go for the right thing.
That's right.
Let's put our differences aside and let's make it happen. And you were very much a part of that. That's tremendous. you know, stories like that.
It really is. I want you to know that I was excited to learn that you were instrumental in bringing the first mental health first aid training program to Nassau County. And you did it for youth and as well as for adults.
That's correct.
And it was this past September, I think?
Well, that was the first offering to community. We brought the mental health first aid program to Nassau County, and we first introduced it to certain divisions within the county, within the county, so that we could have emergency responders like our EMTs that are providing services during 911 calls to be able to identify those issues. In addition to that, we were then I was adamant that we needed to bring this to community because we have individuals who are acting as coaches or, you know, faith-based leaders and the like that, you know, really are the first place that people go when they need this level of assistance. And so we thought it important to have those individuals trained. And then we went into schools and we trained administrators as well as teachers to be able to, you know, administer the mental health first aid. And then we were able to come out into our work with our municipalities, the town of North Hempstead, public safety, and we were able to get some of the village employees and the housing authority employees to be trained as well. And I'm happy to report that when I approached the Nassau County acting police commissioner to also provide that level of training to our officers, he welcomed it, and it's now policy that every cadet that comes out of our police academy will be trained with mental health first aid.
I think that's wonderful. It's so important. I'm familiar. I'm active in an organization called NAMI. Are you familiar with it?
No.
It's the National Alliance on Mental Illness.
Okay.
And there are chapters throughout the country, because there's a lot more mental illness than one knows about because of the stigma.
That's right.
Many people keep it in the closet. And your workshop is to reduce the stigma in having conversations about mental illness and addiction and also in addressing those problems. So I think it's really terrific. But I just want to tell you about NAMI for a moment.
Sure.
It's made up mostly of families and friends of people who have a serious mental illness. And it's really very helpful. I'll just mention two of the services that they provide. They provide many services. One of them is family-to-family workshops. They're free, and there are a number of them, to help families cope with this challenge. It is quite a challenge. The other service that I'm mentioning is the Friendship Network, which provides a variety of social activities for people who have a mental illness, because many times they're quite isolated and lonely. So I think it's a wonderful organization. And for our listeners, I would just like to mention, if you want to find out more about NAMI, you can call 326-0797 on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays between 9 and 5. I'll repeat that. NAMI, National Alliance on Mental Illness, 326-0797.
Perfect. And okay. I think very interesting thing in reference to Sela, in District 2 is your ability to see when there's a need. And with mental illness, that particular thing, you know, it's not that the people dealing with these people are cruel or cold. They just don't know.
Right.
And that little bit of education that I say, oh, now I see when he did this, he really meant that.
That's right.
But I took offense to it and said, who are you to talk to me that way?
That's
and
right.
And you shut the boy or the girl out.
That's right.
And now, instead of having a little empathy, which is what you needed to have, a bad situation arose.
That's right. That's right.
And that's why those kind of programs are tremendous.
I think that, you know, that is in part based on, I believe, my full-time occupation, which is running a housing authority in the town of Huntington. I'm a direct service provider. So it gives
me
a unique perspective to be able to identify issues that are plaguing communities, not just in Huntington, but, you know, regionally. And I'm happy to have partners to be able to, you know, bring some of these solutions to the table.
Right. Now, let's go to Housing Authority for a little bit. Zombie homes.
Yes.
Yes.
Another nightmare on Long Island.
That's right.
And I know you're very conscious and involved with that.
That's right.
Tell us a little bit.
So the Nassau County did not have a land bank. And so I worked.
Land bank is
a public corporation that would now be charged and tasked with procuring, you know, acquiring these zombie houses, right, and being able to then at that point.
Maybe we should mention what zombie houses
are.
Okay. Not every listener knows.
And so this is actually, believe it or not, when I go around to the schools and I speak to young people, one of the favorite topics that they actually engage me in. So I always say, do you know what a zombie house is? And mm-hmm. people, you know, kids go, ooh. But so a zombie house.
They're all Walking Dead fans.
Exactly. So a zombie house is a house that has been abandoned by its owners, and you know, for a variety of different reasons, and in many cases it's been, you know, sitting vacant for a long period of time, and as a result there are, you know, it's a blight, and in many cases squatters have, you know, started to reside in the buildings, and if not, you know, people, then you most certainly have vermin that have, you know, taken up residency in these places. And they're scary. You know, they're not great places to live next to or have to walk by. And so, you know, having worked in housing for a considerable period of time, I knew that this was an issue. So I worked to introduce legislation that would combat zombie houses, and that would be to create a land bank. And a land bank, again, would acquire these properties, rehab these properties, and then sell them. So we would take zombie houses and turn them into homes for mm-hmm. families. And I believe that the mission of the land bank is important, not only, you know, to be able to enhance or rehabilitate neighborhoods that are plagued with zombie houses, but I also believe that it, in the long run, it will be it's an economic initiative as well, because we're returning houses to the tax roll.
Those houses can go up for rent or for sale?
We would be selling them.
Okay, you fix them and sell? Okay.
Yeah.
And are they at affordable prices?
Well, that's part of where I was going, because not only do I think it will return houses to the tax roll, I also believe that it will go a long way to deal with the other major issues that Long Island has to deal with, is affordable housing, lack of affordable housing for our young people, our working families. And so these houses would be able to be sold, and it's my desire to see that they be sold, you know, using affordable housing policies. I believe that Nassau County's land bank is in a unique position, because we are, you know, we're one of the top 10 counties throughout the nation that are plagued with zombie houses. So we have recently received a grant, of $150,000, that will take care of some of the soft costs relative to setting up an office and being able to get the professional services that we need. But we've also recently applied for a $2 million grant that would allow us to start the important work of the land bank. And so I did work with legislator Laura Curran, who represents Baldwin and Freeport, another area that is really plagued with zombie houses. And while our legislation wasn't actually introduced, we worked very closely with County Executive Mangano's office to come to a compromise. And one of those compromises was that both Laura and I are directors of the land bank, so that we will work actively to ensure that the communities that we serve and our colleagues serve across Nassau County receive the money and the services of the land bank.
That's tremendous. Actually, we have to take a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. And when we come back, I want to continue with Sheila on this land bank situation.